Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With that, we have the week 6. We're heading into week 6 NFL power rankings. This was a difficult one for me, BT. A lot of the top teams took an L last week. Not that that automatically means you're going to drop them down or off of it, but for me, a lot of parity in the league and some teams that it may surprise you here with my list. This is an unorthodox, basically totally different list than I've had the first 5 weeks. All right, I'll start.
Yeah.
Number 5, I got the 49ers on there. An impressive win against the Rams. Nobody gave them a chance last Thursday night. They have been banged up beyond belief here. Still 4-1 on the year. 2 division road wins against 2 teams that I think are pretty darn good in the Seahawks and the Rams. And they're not even healthy yet. So I have to have the Niners on there. An impressive start through 5 weeks for them. 4-1. The 49ers are number 5 for me.
I like it. You're right. I'm going to have to juggle this thing up a little bit here. There's no more undefeated teams. Mm. Eagles and the Bills, obviously, were 1-2 yeah. for me. They both lost here. Number 5. I didn't think I'd consider this team at all. I'm going Jaguars. The Jaguars have back-to-back wins against your 49ers, who I thought about as well, and Kansas City. Now, Kansas City's a losing team, but, you know, to win, even though that game was in Jacksonville, to beat Mahomes and show some growth there the way they did it, I never thought I'd see this, and I'm not sure if they stay there, though they do have a couple of winnable games coming up. The Jaguars, number 5.
Yeah, Jags were actually a tough omission for me. I'd be curious to see the rest of your list. I couldn't put the Jags on there if I wasn't going to put the Colts on there, and I'm not putting the Colts on there. Now, you could argue that they should be. Mm. I mean, based on their point differential, the way that they've played, they did beat Denver, who you know is going to be on my list. It's just a matter of where they were. I had Denver last week, obviously, with their big win over the Eagles. I'm going to have them up here. But I couldn't justify, but, I mean, not far off. You could make an argument for Jacksonville, for Indianapolis. I made mine for the Niners. All right, you go Jacksonville, number 5. I have number 4, the Bills, dropping down. They were the top seed for a while. Then they were number 2, I think, behind the Lions the last couple weeks for my power rankings. Like, you lose to a division team at home. I know the Patriots are better. I know they're good. The Bills, if you look at who they've beaten here, the Ravens are awful. So what I thought the Ravens were, I was proven incorrect. They are terrible, and it's not just because Lamar Jackson got hurt, because they were losing before he got hurt. They beat the Ravens, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Saints. Arguably, four of the worst teams in the NFL. And then they lose to the one competent team that they played at home in a division game. They're lucky they're still on the list. I have the Bills at number 4.
Same, so do I. I've got them in the same spot. And I had them, you know, 1-2 for most of the season. Yeah. You know, I love them. I think my confidence has been dented a little bit here. You know, I remember one thing, saying one thing last week where, and it worried me, but I thought that they would handle the Pats. And they didn't. Too often during all of their stretches, even wins against teams that really aren't that good, as you identified, there were long stretches where they just didn't play well. Like, they just, yeah, I'm talking about like multiple quarters where they didn't look good. You get clipped by those Pats, and even the wins, Miami and the Saints, they didn't destroy them. You held them off. You held off Miami. You held off the Saints. Didn't cover the big number against the Saints. Not that I'm really incorporating gambling into this. I'm not. But the Bills just look a little different than I thought they would. Number 4 for me.
Yeah, this one to me was difficult, and I'm sure you would have an issue with this and maybe some other people, but I'm going to put them up there. I've been hesitating to put them on my list, and maybe the question is why they're so high. I have the Bucs at number 3. That was one hell of a win on the road in Seattle. I mean, look at their record. They've been banged up themselves. Baker Mayfield, I mean, I wish he were the quarterback of one of these two New York teams. He is a guy that we would absolutely love in this town. Look at what Todd Bowles has done with the defense there. They can run the football. Again, banged up beyond belief. You saw it in the Jet game where they were banged up. I thought the Jets were going to win that game. They almost did. But the Bucs, 4-1 start BT, doing it in different ways. I know it hasn't been overly impressive, but if you factor everything in, and that to me is a very, very quality win in Seattle, the way that they did that, I have to put the Bucs on there. I have them at number three right now.
I mean, listen, are we cheating off each other? Tampa, me.
Wow.
I got him. Baker Mayfield right now, if you know, it's about value with some betting here. You want to throw a couple of bucks on Baker to win the MVP? I think now's the time to do it because I think the odds are going to get shorter as the year goes on. He's got 1,300 yards, 10 touchdowns, one pick, and doing what MVPs do. He's got four game-winning drives, four of them, man. They are well-coached. I mean, Evans has been banged up. Godwin's been banged up. They've had some injuries, too. We don't even, like, really factor that in, but they're still winning. And this guy's gumption, you're right. If he played here, we would love him. We would love him. Josh Allen, just to pay this off, plus 150. He's the shortest. Mahomes at plus 500. Baker number three.
I wonder.
Plus 650 for the MVP odds right now.
I wonder how we match up here with these top two. We definitely have one same team.
Love one team more than you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So I'm going to guess the team that's two for me is not even on your list.
Probably. And I love one team and I'm not sure you're there yet. I'm going to go number two, the Broncos, who beat the Eagles last week. I told you about Denver. I know that it was a late comeback for them and not overly impressive. Still, a win on the road in Philadelphia, even with a down Philly team, that was an impressive win for still a young Bronco team, but their defense has been swarming. They've coughed up a couple of games specifically to the Colts. They should have won that game, and the Colts have been dominant otherwise outside of that. So I think the Broncos are going to get stronger as the year goes on. The next two opponents for Denver, the Jets Sunday, the Giants after that, Dallas. Like, I think Denver right now is about to take off. That was a huge win for them on the road against the champion. Sean Payton has coached his rear end off there. I like the way Bo Nix plays. They have weapons running the football, throwing the football, and obviously the defense. I got the Denver Broncos number two on my list.
I give you credit. You've been on them for a minute. You know, I was like, yeah, really? Denver? You know, yeah, listen, I don't have them on my list, but I see why you have them. I'm going to stick with Philly. I know what happened. I get it. I don't like it. And they have not looked the part all year. I mean, ignoring Saquon is one of the dumbest things you could possibly do. So you would imagine that Saquon's going to go, you know, get a lot moving forward here. The passing offense is completely inconsistent and statistically broken, like 29th and 30th in multiple passing categories here. Listen, it's not full faith in Philly. It's probably not quite all the way there yet with Tampa. And on the Commanders, Jaden's been hurt. Some other thing. I like Green Bay. I don't love them. This is not about me saying Philly's amazing. It's more about a state of the NFC, but I've got Philly number two.
If obviously a tough omission for me, but I think they're about to go in the opposite direction. I think they're vulnerable tonight. We'll see. We'll see if they bounce back in a big way and destroy the Giants. Talent-wise, they should. Historically, they have destroyed the Giants. Giants haven't won a division game in years or whatever. It's been eight straight, as Gordon Damer said before. So it should be a mismatch. They're 7.5-point favorites on the road. I just don't think Philly... I think this could be more we saw a couple years ago where everything was in question there. Sirianni, Hurts, Brown, some issues. Barkley hasn't been the same this year. Not his fault, but just not feeding them the ball. I think there are some deep issues with Philly. So a tough omission, but I left them off my list, the Jaguars and the Colts. And the number one team would be the Lions. I said this a couple weeks ago. I think they're about to take off as well. They've been playing. Oh, dude, Goff is on another level. Forget even the opponents. They're squashing them for the most part. And I do think that their defense is better than it was a year ago. However, their next two games, maybe even three games, actually.
Who do they have again?
Well, okay, let me give you their upcoming schedule. Yep. Sunday night at Kansas City.
All right. Now, that's going to be fun. That's right, at KC.
Kansas City's got to win this football game. They're at home. Like, Kansas City has to win it. Their season could be on the line here.
They would be 2-4 at that point, right?
Detroit doesn't have to win the game, obviously, because of where they're at. Yeah, Kansas City has struggled to start this year. They're 2-3 right now after a tough loss to the Jaguars, as you mentioned before. But I like the Lions. I would like them in this game. I just think that they're the best team in football. And you look at their schedule coming up here, it's going to get tough for Detroit. So maybe we'll learn more about them and just, in fact, how good they are. After the Chiefs Sunday night, they got the Bucs at home, Vikings at home, at the Commanders, at the Eagles.
That's a tough road. Wow, yeah. That's a tough road.
I think they're the best team in football. We'll see.
I got them there as well. I mean, listen, you know, for me to have Detroit, and I think this is only the second time I've had them number one. I think what happens, and then we're all guilty of this, when something amazing happens in week one, we kind of overstate it. Positively, when something a little wacky happens, like, maybe this team's not as good, how they lose. And then we kind of hang on to that. It's almost like we harbor like this lack of trust for something we believed in coming in if our eyes tell us something different in week one. So I held on to that week one loss.
I did.
I admit it. I absolutely did. And listen, we talked about this, the offensive linemen, the coaching staff that they lost, even though obviously Campbell's still there. Nobody else is undefeated, and they have looked really good. And they're not undefeated, obviously, so it's not like I can say this team is. And put them one. But the last four games, they have found themselves, and I think Detroit's the best team in football.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.